we come to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 8, up through chapter 1, verse 17, we see Paul's great desire to visit Rome, followed by the statement of his theme in verses 16 and 17. Notice he begins in verse 8, Proton men eucharisto to theomu dia Jesu Christu peripanton humon. First, on the one hand, proton is the adverb, meaning first. Men is just a particle. First, we might even render it indeed. Eucharisto is from the root eucharisteo. It's basically a contract verb, and it's a present indicative active first person singular from eucharisteo, becoming eucharisto, with the eo coalescing, and we see the circumflex accent indicating that. So I am giving thanks to my God. Notice to, the o, is the dative case with the article, and the noun, theo, is also in the dative. Notice the dative, masculine singular, is given away by the omega with the iota subscript. And then mu is the enclitic genitive use of the personal pronoun ego emu, and instead of emu, we lose the epsilon and we end up with mu in this enclitic use of the personal pronoun. So I'm giving thanks to my God through Jesus Christ. Dia is a preposition that takes the genitive case, showing channel. So through Jesu Christu, both proper names, as we've seen, for our Lord, again in the genitive masculine singular case. Peripanton humon, concerning all of you. Peri takes it's a preposition taking the genitive case, and panton is from pas, and notice the pas, pantas, panti, etc., but in the plural, genitive plural, we see it as panton. And so concerning all, and then we have of you. By the way, the all is an adjective, then following humon. Notice humon is a personal pronoun, genitive plural, in the second person. So concerning all of you, that, hati, is your conjunction, he pistis humon, that your faith. Notice the definite article he, indicating that it's feminine, and pistis is the noun, pistos would be the genitive. So because, and it is in the nominative case, because your faith, notice humon again, is your genitive plural personal pronoun, second person pronoun. So because your faith, kategelitai, is being declared. Notice kategelitai is from kategelo. It's the present indicative passive from that form. So your faith is being declared in haloto kosmo, in all the world. Notice the in is a preposition showing location, and halo is an adjective meaning all, and then to kosmo is the noun kosmo meaning world. And notice all of these words are in the dative singular masculine case with the omega and the iota subscript, giving it away. And then he goes on, he's giving thanks, Paul is, to my God, he says, through Jesus Christ concerning all of you, because they were very active in their commitment to Christ and their faith, was being declared in all the then known world at the time. So then we come to verse 9. Martus garmu esten chathaas. Paul begins, for, notice the conjunction gar. Martus is the noun, singular. For God is my witness. And notice Martus is witness, and mu again is the genitive singular, from emu becoming mu. Again, it's the enclitic use of it. Esten is the present indicative active third person singular, from a me. And chatha as is just your nominative masculine singular. Notice the definite article cha is nominative, and as is also in the nominative case, masculine singular. So God is my witness, whom I serve. Notice ho is a relative pronoun, and it is in the dative singular case. We have the rough breathing mark giving it away as a relative pronoun. A relative pronoun agrees with its antecedent in gender and number, but not necessarily case. The antecedent theos is nominative, where here we have a dative case in ho. So, to whom I am serving. Latruo is a very interesting word. It looks at priestly service. And Paul is saying, whom I serve as a priest in my spirit. And notice latruo is just your present indicative active, first person singular, from latruo, whom I serve in my spirit. The sanctuary in which Paul serves in is within his own spirit. And notice in is the preposition that takes the dative case, showing a location here. It's more of a locative use of the in. In my spirit. Notice to pneumati. Pneumati is in the dative singular, a third declension noun, pneuma, pneumatas, pneumati. And so, whom I serve in my spirit. Notice the mu again is just your genitive singular, a mu becoming mu, enclitic use of that first person singular. In my spirit, then, whom I serve in my spirit, in the euangeliu tu huiu autu, in the gospel of his son. Notice again, in is the preposition taking the dative case, and to euangelo again is the dative masculine singular, from euangelion, or the dative, I should say, neuter singular. And then to huiuautu, to is the genitive case along with huiu and autu. All are in the genitive. Notice the u ending, giving it away as a genitive masculine singular. So in the gospel of his son. And autu is just your personal pronoun, from autas, becoming autu in the genitive. How unceasingly. Hos adialetos. Notice after the hos, we have the adverb in adialetos. How unceasingly, continuously. Os is often indicative of an adverb. Neon humon. I am making remembrance of you. Notice poi umai is your present indicative middle, from poi e'o. Notice the my ending gives it away as a middle. Whom I myself, in a sense, am making. And then the object of the verb, the verb is poi e'o, is meneon humon. Meneon is an accusative feminine singular, from menea, and humon again is just your genitive plural. So, whom I am making mention of you, And then he goes on. Paul has an active prayer life here. Verse 10, Pantata epi ton prasuchonmu, always, or at every time, in my prayers. Notice patita is just the adverb, and epi is a preposition taking the genitive case. At the moment or at the time of my prayers, I am praying in my prayers, or asking in my prayers. Notice ton, prasuchon, is the genitive masculine plural from prasu, meaning pray, prayer, or genitive feminine plural, because prasuche is feminine, and the on gives it away as a genitive. So, upon my prayers, asking, de'amai, is the root, and notice it is a present participle, middle, singular. The menos gives it away as a middle participial form from de'amai, asking. And now we have a series of words that look, have an adverbial use. They're particles, at least a pos, if, indeed, now, at last, we could translate it, a de pota. So we have an adverbial kind of a phrase here with a series of particles put together asking if perchance at last, something like that is the way we would render it, ua dothesamai, I shall be prospered. This is a future indicative or future indicative passive from ua yuadao, to prosper. If I should be prospered in the will of God to come to you. Notice in is the preposition that takes the dative case again. To thelemati, again, is a third declension noun in the dative case with the o ending in the article giving it away as dative. In the will of God, again genitive in tu theou, elthein pros humon, to come to you. Notice elthein is the second aorist infinitive from erkamai. Erkamai becomes elthon in the aorist, and elthein is the aorist infinitive form. But in the will of God to come to you. Pras is just your preposition. Humas is your accusative form of the personal pronoun you. Accusative plural form. So verse 11 continues, Epipathogar eden humas, for I long to see you. Notice gar is your conjunction, and epipatho is from epipatheo. And again, it's a contract verb, whom I long to see you. Notice idain is your infinitive, aorist infinitive from charao. Again, we have a stem change in the aorist from charao to adon. We knock off the epsilon, and we end up with idain in your aorist infinitive form. So, whom for I long to see you, humas, is your personal pronoun, accusative plural. Whom I long to see you, and again it's the second person, chenati matado charisma, in order that I might give or depart to you a spiritual gift. Notice henna is showing, no doubt here, a purpose clause, that I might, and then metado is from metadidomi. It is the present subjunctive first person singular from metadidomi, whom I might depart or deliver over to a charisma. Tadasma means gift, and it goes with pneumatikon. So a certain spiritual gift, pneumatikon, is an adjective in the accusative singular, along with charisma. Charisma, again, is in the accusative case, and so from charis, so we have, in order that I might deliver over to you, and humin is a dative, personal pronoun in the plural, whom I might deliver over to you a spiritual gift, that you might be strengthened. Notice, eis ta, you have an article with the infinitive preceded by eis, which shows result, with the result that you might be strengthened. Notice the ste rikthenai is from ste ridzo, to strengthen, and it is the aorist passive infinitive. Notice the theta eta and then the ni ending. Going back to luthenai would be the form if we were using the verb luo. So with the result, to be strengthened, and then humas is the direct object, but it's what we call a general reference, an accusative of general reference. It is accusative with the result that you could render it, might be strengthened. And so it becomes the subject of the infinitive here. It is an accusative of general reference that acts as the subject in translation, with the result that you might be strengthened. Verse 12, this is, to be comforted. Paul has the neuter form in tuta, the nominative singular subject, followed by estin, which is your present indicative active third person singular from a me. Now, this is to be comforted, literally. Sum paraklethenai is from sum parakaleo. And notice again, the thenai is showing this as an aorist infinitive passive from sum parakaleo. So that you might be comforted in us. In takes the dative case, and again, humin, in order that to be strengthened, literally, I should say, in you. Paul wants to receive strength in them. So this is a second person, personal pronoun, dative, plural, preceded by the preposition in, through, that is to be strengthened in you, through, notice dia is your preposition that takes the genitive case in tais pistos, literally through the faith among one another, literally. And through is showing channel. Tais is your feminine article, singular, followed by pistos, from pistis, which also is genitive. And notice it's in the case through to be strengthened in you through the faith of one another, yours and mine. Notice humon, again, is your genitive plural, and tekai would be rendered both yours and mine. Amu is just your genitive singular, ego, amu, from ego. And so Paul is looking at a mutuality of comfort here, of encouragement. U thelo, for I am not willing. Notice u is just your native particle, and thelo is your present indicative active first person singular from thelo. So we would render it, I am not willing. And I am not willing, you, humas, is your accusative plural in the second person, a pronoun. I am not willing you to be ignorant. Agnaeo is the root, and this is your present infinitive from agnaeo. Notice the ain gives it away as an infinitive. Lu ain would be if we were using the luo formulation. So I am not willing you to be ignorant from, again, agnaeo, brothers. Here's the vocative of address from adelphoi, nominative plural, because often, notice the conjunction hati and palakis is your adverb, often I purpose to come to you. Praethemein is from pratithemi, it again is your aorist, second aorist middle, first person singular from pratithemi. So I purpose to come. Elthein is the second aorist infinitive from erkamai. Often I purpose to come to you. Pros is your preposition, and humas again is your accusative plural, second person, personal pronoun. So I purpose to come to you, and I was hindered. Notice ekoluthein is from koluo, to hinder, and it is an aorist, indicative passive, first person singular from koluo, to hinder. Notice you have your epsilon, showing that it is an aorist, and the theta eta giving it away as an aorist passive form. Until, or for, akri, unto the now time, literally. In other words, I purpose to come. Here we have the preposition akri, until the, literally, now time. So do, to, is the definite article with the adverb duro. And so I was purposing to come to you even up until the now time in order that I might have a certain fruit. Notice henna, tina, karpan, skull. Henna is your conjunction showing purpose or result clause in order that a certain fruit I might have. Skull is from echo. It is the present subjunctive, first person singular from echo. That I might have a certain fruit. Again, tenna is the accusative singular from tis. Tis, tenas, teni, tenna, and so forth. And basically, it is functioning here as an adjective, and karpan is also the accusative masculine singular. That I might have a certain fruit also among you. Notice the chi. Actually, we could translate it both among you and among the rest, or you could render it also among you and the rest. But chi is just your conjunction, and en humen, again, is the preposition in, taking the dative case en humen, the second person, personal pronoun, in you, just as kathos, a comparative adverb, just as also among the remaining or the rest of the Gentiles. In other words, I want to have fruit also among you, just as also, or even among you, you could render it, just as also I had among the other Gentiles. Now notice, in takes the dative case, and tois loipois is your dative masculine plural, and loipois is just your adjective, and ethnosin is the noun that means nations, ethne, and then this is your dative plural of that, preceded by the in taking the dative case. So also among the rest of the Gentiles, as also I've had, I think Paul's saying, among the rest of the Gentiles. In other words, he wants fruit among them, just as he has had among the other Gentiles. And then Paul says, chalesinte kai barbarois. Both and here. Notice tek kai is both and. Both to the Greeks, again, chalesin is in the dative plural case, and barbarois also is in the dative masculine plural. A barbarois looks at those who were illiterate, really, of Greek, and they were more of the illiterate lower type class. So he's saying, I feel a debtorship both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise, sophois, tekai, anaetois, and to the unwise. To the wise ones, and to those that are unwise. Again, here we have two adjectives, both in the dative case, masculine, plural, and then I am a debtor, aphiletes, eimi. Eimi is just your present indicative active, first person singular from eimi, and aphiletes is the noun that means debtor. So I am a debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Thus, here we have the adverb houtos, ta kat eme prathumen. Thus, literally, the eagerness according to me. In other words, my eagerness, or that which comes from me. Paul is speaking here as far as he is concerned, for his part. I am all readiness, is the idea. And so, as far as my heart is concerned, Paul is saying, thus, the eagerness that is according to me or from me is that also to you, kai here could be the ascensive use of the kai, also to you, to those who are in Rome, or to you who are in Rome. Notice humen again is your dative plural form, and tois is the article in the dative masculine plural. And we can translate it almost like a relative pronoun, to you who are understood in Rome, and again takes the dative case with Rome in the dative feminine singular. This is showing location. To you who are in Rome, literally, I'm a debtor to preach the good news. Euangelisasthai is the aorist infinitive middle. If we were looking at lusasthai, using that paradigm, that's the form here from euangelizo. So Paul is really saying, thus, my eagerness, or the eagerness that is according to me or from me, is to preach to you who are in Rome. Paul feels a debtorship both to the intelligentsia, to the non-intelligentsia, to the wise and to the unwise. So he wants to preach the good news to those at Rome. He's not ashamed of the gospel. He's tried many times to come, but he's been hindered. Now he wants to come to have a mutuality of relationship with them and they with him, that they could be a comfort to one another, and also that he could carry out his debtorship to the wise, to the unwise, to the Greek, to the barbarian, to all people. And this should be our goal, to feel a debtorship, to carry the gospel to everybody that we know, so others can have the joy of hearing the good news of Jesus Christ.